Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Erevin Perik Dalid Mishnah Yud. Remember we learned the halacha that a poor person who sets out and he thinks in his mind, I'm going to be kind of shvisa in that place for Shabbos, so we say he's kind of shvisa there. Well, somehow, the same may be true for a traveler, or as in the case of our Mishnah, a traveler who was sent by his townspeople as a shliach to put down an Erev, which would be a good thing for him. Because even if he never got to put down the Erev, he can still go to the next town. The only thing is, we know the rule when it comes to Hilchas Erevin. If there's anything worse than no Erev, it's a Suffolk Erev. If there's a Suffolk that the Erev that he set out to put into place works, then he's caught in the middle. He has the disadvantage on both sides. All right, let's see our Mishnah inside. Mishi Yatza Leilich, if someone set out, he set out to go, Be'ir Shema Erevin Ba. He set out for a town for which they may make an Erev. In other words, the people of his town said, Yanko, can you please go and put an Erev down between us and the next town so we can go there on Shabbos? Yanko said, sure. He starts to go, v'chzire chaveira. And his friend calls him back. His friend says, Yanko, kum tzrik, no, come back. It's too hot. It's too cold. L'maisa, he set out. He never put the Erev down, but he set out to go put the Erev down. So according to the first shita, whom mutter leilach, he can go to the next town, because he has a din of an ani, where we say even if he doesn't put down the erev, but if he has in mind to be kind of shvisa at the end of 2,000 amos, it works. The erev goes into place, but v'chol b'nei ha'ir asur. Even though he set it as a shliach for the rest of the city, this only works for him. Everyone else cannot go to the next town. Had he put the erev down for them, then they can all go to the next town. But right now, being that he was called back, he can go, they can't. Divri Rabbi Yehuda Zehalt Rabbi Yehuda. That's because Rabbi Yehuda says for sure this traveler has a din of the ani, of the poor person. Rabbi Meir Oimri, but Rabbi Meir says, Kol Shu Yachal La'orev V'loi Erev, anyone who was able to make an Erev, and he didn't, Hereza Chamer Gamel, literally, a donkey driver is also a camel driver, like we already explained. You see, a donkey driver is not a camel driver. If he's a camel driver, he's not a donkey driver. Well, that's the point. That's the moshel. Reb Meir says, I'm sorry, but because I'm the supik, whether he has a din of an ani or not, so we go l'chumra on both sides. On the one hand, we say to this person who set out, you can't go to the next town. Because otherwise, you didn't put the erev down. You're not an ani. You could have had the food to put down. Oh, so he says, okay, so I'm like the people of my city then. I should have 2,000 amos in all directions. And we say, no. Because Rameir says, if I knew for sure you weren't Zoich in that Erev, I would say, yeah, you like the people of your city. But because maybe you do have a din of an Ani, it could be the Erev that you set out to put down did like click into place, so you can't go anywhere in the other direction of your town. In other words, we're assuming that maybe the Erev was good, so you can go till the Erev and from the Erev to the next town, but in the other direction you can't go anywhere. Of course, you have to figure out the exact amount of Amis, but so this person says, and you mean to say that I can't go to the next town because maybe the Erev doesn't work, and I can't even have all of the 2,000 amos in all directions like the people of my town because maybe the Erev did work? And Rav Meir would say, yes, that's the halacha for you this Shabbos. You have to make sure to have an Oinig Shabbos even within the proximity of where you're allowed to go. So once again, someone who set out as an agent to put down an Erev and he's summoned back, Rav Yehuda says, he, Lamaisa, could go to the next town. He has the din of a poor person, doesn't have to physically put the Erev down, but once you set out, it's okay. Rameir is Mesupik, and therefore, he can't go to the next town. But neither does he have the full 2,000 amis in all directions, like the people of his town as well.